Hello, dear listeners, and welcome to the official Ugly Betty podcast presented by ABC.com. Last week on Ugly Betty, there were goodbyes galore. We said farewell to Alexis Meade, Lowell Franchefry, Daniel Jr., and Hilda's married lover, Coach Diaz. But in the next episode, Mode says hello to Lindsay Lohan. That's right, Lohan is back as Betty's high school nemesis, Kimmy Keegan. Let's say hello right now to Becky Newton and Michael Urie, here to tell us more about Lindsay's return in the next episode, Granny Pants, airing Thursday, October 23rd at 8 p.m. on ABC. Becky and Michael, take it away.
Bling, 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 bling.
Wow, that was a whole new, it was a whole new blink blink.
It was.
It confused me and scared me, and I'm looking at Michael funny because I keep sneezing and I can't stop.
Looks like you're gonna cry.
I'm really upset
Hey,
because
honey.
Episode 304 already aired.
I know. It was a good one.
It was a really good one.
It was a
one.
Really good one.
I was
one.
Really excited about that.
How about saying goodbye to DJ and Alexis?
That was very hard to say goodbye
sad.
To Rebecca Romijn.
Oh,
she,
forget
it's
about
really
it.
Hard
it's
because
so
you get
sad.
So used to seeing someone's face, and she's so happy, and she's
we
so great
her.
To be around, and we love her.
And she's so pregnant.
She's so pregnant and pretty.
Oh my gosh! I know it was so
that was
sad.
Really hard.
It was really really sad.
Yeah. To, but she'll
to,
be back.
She'll be back.
She'll be back. And we say goodbye to DJ, which was that was it was great to see Daniel go through all of that.
Yeah.
And it'll be interesting to see what happened. Like
yeah, what. Well, and we found out that DJ is not Daniel's son.
Right.
But
he
is,
clearly has a connection to
yes.
him and he loves him.
Yes.
So we'll see.
It'll be cool. I think eventually, you know, hopefully Alexis will come back and DJ will come back and they can be like this weird family.
Yeah. This weird.
Not weird. You know.
Good weird.
Like,
unconventional.
But yeah, unconventional. Thank you.
And then Willie gets equal partnership with Daniel at Meade.
Very important.
And at Mode.
Yes.
And which is great, and that just means everyone's back together again at Mode, and lots of shenanigans can ensue.
Yeah.
So my voice sounds
it
so
does.
Weird.
It does.
What's
I'm just
going to
talk like
me?
This
okay.
for the... And also, Hilda breaks it off with Coach Diaz after a visit from
his
estranged wife.
So the wife shows up. Now it sounds
no,
better,
no,
right?
No, not really estranged. She's not really
no,
estranged.
No, she's not estranged. She's his
she's
wife.
She's his wife.
And she shows up and throws down a little, and Hilda decides.
Well, she thought that
Betty
yeah,
oh,
she thought it was Betty.
Funny and sad all the
which
same
is funny
time.
And sad. Because, I mean, as awesome as Betty is,
she's
Coach
not,
Diaz could do better.
Well, maybe. Wait, maybe.
I mean,
and Betty, our Betty, wouldn't have an affair with a married man, would she? Although maybe she doesn't know. Maybe
yeah.
she's just never been in that situation before.
Yeah.
Huh.
Interesting.
Interesting.
But I don't think she would.
No, I don't
she
think
seemed
so
to really freak out when she found out that Hilda was.
Yeah, she wasn't into that
she wasn't
idea.
Happy.
So then it brings us up to speed to...
The next episode.
Granny Pants.
Granny Pants, episode 305.
Yay.
And this episode has lots of very special things.
Amazingly special things. Well, we were directed... My voice...
Sorry, I can't...
It's not me anymore. Someone else stole me. And what's wrong with me?
It sounds like someone kidnapped you and now you're on one of those special like things to disguise your voice.
Don't tell them that that's where I am. I'm somewhere else. Teleporting. I don't even know what I'm
anyway.
Talking about. Anyway.
Special things in this episode.
Oh, okay.
Puppies.
Puppies.
Children.
And?
Explosions.
Lohan,
Lohan,
Lohan.
Lohan,
Lohan,
Lohan, Lohan, Lohan, Lohan, Lohan, Lohan.
As Kimmy
Lohan.
Keegan.
Lohan.
Wow.
Also.
You got down there. Okay.
I don't want to give it away.
But you're going to give it away.
I'm not going to give it away. I'm going to give you a hint as to somebody who is involved in this episode.
Okay, go.
Shred Favage.
Bread Ravage.
Fred Savage.
He was
Fred
our
Savage
director.
Directed this episode. Now, for those
that
of you
was,
who don't know who Fred Savage is.
We're about to make ourselves seem old.
Really?
Yeah,
that
because that's
old?
So old school. Wonder Years.
Kevin
if you ever
Arnold.
Watched the show Wonder Years.
He played Kevin Arnold on the Wonder Years, which was
my favorite show.
I mean, yeah, me too.
With Winnie
it was my
Cooper.
Favorite. No, it was my favorite show.
No, it was my favorite show.
It was my
show.
Favorite show.
I wanted to be Winnie Cooper.
I loved that show.
I was kind of in love with him when
you
he
were?
Was Kevin Arnold. And so I was actually, I think we were going to a table read and I turned around and I thought, wow, that guy looks just like Kevin Arnold. And
mm-hmm.
it turns out it is Kevin Arnold, a.k.a. Fred Savage, a.k.a. the director for Granny Pants.
And we had to do what he told us to do.
I know. Kevin Arnold had to tell us what to do.
It was
we had
very,
to listen.
Yeah. What was his friend's name?
Huh?
The friend, the nerdy friend.
Wait.
I was more like him.
Oh, he was cool. Yeah. What was his name?
Beaker?
No, Beaker is like a cartoon. Okay, I don't know.
Beaker's a Muppet, okay?
Yeah, Beaker is Becky, a Muppet.
Not a cartoon, a Muppet.
You were the one who called Fred Savage's bestie Beaker. He's probably listening, and he's probably really upset. So apologize to Beaker.
I'm sorry, Beaker.
Okay.
Fred's now a director. He's all grown up.
He's doing so well.
He looks exactly the same.
Yep.
I had to fight so many urges to just grab him, put him in a headlock, and give him a noogie.
You did that. You didn't fight those urges.
I did it. I did. I did. Do, yes,
but he was
true.
Cool with it.
He seemed okay with it. I think he's used to it.
I think he's used to noogies.
But he did a great job. And you know what they say? Never work with children or animals.
And he worked.
Fred's
with
first day, he worked with a bunch of puppies and a bunch of kids
and
explosions
and
me and Lohan.
Right. So, Lindsay Lohan.
Actually, she wasn't there that day, but she did come later.
She did.
She's back. She plays Kimmy.
Yeah, and you know what? We actually had a really good time with Lindsay. In this episode, we got to film a lot with Lindsay.
We did. We had a lot to do
with
her.
Our characters had to become besties.
Total besties.
I mean, nobody can ever trump Mark and Amanda's bestiness.
It's true.
But Kimmy Keegan, for a minute, becomes part of the trifecta of besties.
It's true.
Yeah, and we really had a good time with her.
We did.
I think she liked us.
I think she likes us a lot.
Yeah.
We were her favorites.
I think so. And Mark and Amanda, of course, she comes to mode.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to say in what capacity, but Mark and Amanda definitely have a lot to say to her, about her, behind her back.
Yes. At first, she's treated like, you know.
Any piece of fresh meat.
But let's face it. Lindsay Lohan is cool.
She is.
And Mark and Amanda are cool.
Well, yeah.
So it only, makes sense that eventually they would become friends.
The trifecta of besties.
And Betty?
Not cool.
Not cool.
Not cool.
Not cool.
So it's an interesting dynamic when you see, you know, Kimmy Keegan comes to mode. She's got a history with Betty what happens from there. It's a great episode.
It's a great episode. And she has no idea what she's doing.
No idea.
She has no idea. And so Betty has to sort of train her.
Right.
Another exciting thing, and this is another exciting thing about being in New York, is Broadway.
Yes. Oh my gosh. And our show, clearly, we already have a history with Broadway. We did the Wicked episode. Justin
did the Hairspray episode.
Did Hairspray on the subway. And now.
And now Justin's auditioning for Billy Elliot.
Which makes perfect sense.
He's Mexican. And it's about a British kid. But.
It totally makes sense.
It makes perfect sense.
Right, right.
Other than that.
Yes. Other than that.
So he auditions for Billy Elliot, and there may or may not be a dance-off in this said audition storyline with Justin.
You know how I feel about dance-offs.
I know how you feel about dance-offs. That's why I said may or may not. I didn't want you to flip out right here on the
podcast. Right, because, I like to have them.
You like to have them? Yours are a little bit different, because dance-offs imply two people. You only need yourself.
Right, I can have a dance-off anywhere.
True. It's really cool. And
to see the family and how they interact and how much they support their son.
Yeah,
amazing.
It's a really cool. Poor Hilda.
Oh.
Poor Hilda. She broke up with the coach.
Yeah.
And now what?
Well, you know what's cool about Hilda? When she gets all sassy. Remember in the pilot when she was talking about Gina Gambaro and she went, that, can I say it? Bitch. When Hilda gets her sassy, angry side out, it is so funny. And in this episode, we see that rather than being sad and wallowy, she actually becomes a sassy sastress.
She's a sassafrasistress.
Yeah.
Now, so she said that the coach is gone.
Yeah.
Daniel is sad that not only is his sister gone, but this kid who he thought was his son and loves like a son is gone.
Wow. I didn't realize how much sadness is in this episode.
There's some sadness.
Yeah. Huh.
Are we in this episode?
Yeah, remember we were besties with the trifecta.
Oh, yeah, right. I forgot about that with the Lindsay Lohan thing.
Yes.
So Daniel's really sad about not having DJ around, and he may be reverting back to his womanizing playoff
ways. Well, he wants some company.
He wants sex.
He decides to join a discreet matchmaking organization. Nothing wrong with that. People do that all the time.
That's how you met your husband.
But then... The thing is, as we can expect on Ugly Betty, and as we can expect with Daniel, he's got really good intentions, but a lot of times it backfires. So it'll be an interesting thing to see how that plays out.
Mm-hmm.
No pun intended. Play. Get it?
Player.
Oh,
yeah.
We're back every week. Put it up.
Up top.
Yeah, we just high-fived.
Tip your waitresses, but don't knock them over. What else is happening? What's new with you?
Well, not a lot of decorating my dressing room.
Which is very exciting.
As you can tell, because I pushed all the old furniture out into the hallway. You can have it. Do you want a couch?
No, I got one.
Do you want a table?
Let me look at it.
Do you want the paper towel holder that I ripped off the wall?
I'll take it.
Okay, fine. Sold.
Listeners, what you don't know is that in L.A., the last 2 years, we had trailers. These little trailers that
I call them toilet wagons. They were trailers with toilets. AKA we had to share toilet wagon.
We had to share. They shared a little septic tank.
Right, Michael, and they were right next to each other. Wow.
Wow. So when I had asparagus, she knew.
Yep.
And we were not in the same ones all the time, so we couldn't like really move in.
Right.
Well, now
we've got real rooms.
It's like we have our own bedrooms.
It's like college dorms, but way better.
Because and so we're all sort of making them our own.
In our amazing Mark Worthington, who, by the way, we need to get him on our next podcast. He is.
Yeah, that's
what's
a good
official
one.
Title.
He's the production designer.
He designed the original Mode magazine. He designed the Suarez house. He designed the look of the pilot episode. And has been one of the very few people, actually, who's been here from the beginning. He and Silvio. Mm-hmm. And when people watch this show, what people say to me all the time is, God, it looks so bright. It looks so amazing. Mark Worthington is responsible for the look.
Yeah.
And he's got such great vision and great ideas. So who better to go to than to say, excuse me, Mark, can you help me pick out wallpaper? And he's actually really cool about it. And he's helped all of us design rooms to sort of fit our personality.
And everyone's are sort of in the process.
Very much in the process.
Except for one.
Vanessa. Day one now has a Zen retreat.
It is like walking into
a spa. Because I didn't even get the sentence out. Hey, Mara, can you help me with? And I saw wallpaper up on her walls. This woman doesn't waste any time.
She doesn't waste any time.
And she has exquisite taste.
Unbelievable taste.
See, I don't really have that kind of taste. That's why I need Mark Worthington's help.
She happens to have a dressing room right next to the makeup room.
Yes.
So everyone has to walk by it and feel ashamed.
I'm ashamed. Yeah.
By how bare our own rooms is.
Yes.
So that's very exciting.
But it's cute too because you can put like fan mail up on your, we can actually.
You get fan mail?
I do. And you could like tape it up on your mirror.
Huh.
You didn't get those letters I wrote you? You should have gotten some fan mail from me.
Oh. Maybe you spelled my name wrong or something.
Probably.
They must all be spelling my name wrong.
Oh God.
All of them.
Anyway, so it's.
What else?
What else?
I'm excited to see what your room's going to look like.
It's going to look really good.
I think mine's going to be pretty
good.
Yours
already looks amazing.
Well, that's because I rearranged the furniture.
Yeah, you did really do a good job there. And Vanessa was nice enough to get you.
Yeah, she got me that great. Yeah, Vanessa and you. I got the hookup on my birthday.
Is anyone else listening? Oh, I've got a caller.
Oh. Hello. You're on with Becky and Michael. This is your official opening day.
I was just wondering why you think we would be interested in your stupid dressing rooms and what color wallpaper you have, because this is really boring and I thought we were here to talk about Ugly Betty and I didn't realize I was watching a stupid decorating show.
I got an answer for you. I just hung up on her.
Oh,
I just
good. Totally I'm glad you hung up on her because that girl was just a mess.
Don't call back, woman.
Don't call back. Some people find this interesting.
Yeah. Anyway, what else?
I don't know. Tell me about you.
You know,
you go to Broadway shows every night.
Not every night.
You go to Broadway shows every time you're not at work.
It happens a lot. I don't have
addiction.
A spouse.
But you have an addiction to Broadway.
I might be addicted. Not just Broadway. Theater in general.
That's true.
I did
Oh my gosh. I thought that my nose was bleeding, but it was just my red lipstick that I smeared all over myself. Sorry.
She just pulled away a Kleenex and saw red on it and got this look of shock.
I just got really scared. I thought it was blood. Anyway.
I have seen some wonderful Broadway shows, including my TV mom, Patti LuPone, in Gypsy on Sunday.
I can't believe you saw that.
Unbelievable.
Unbelievable.
She's unbelievable.
And she might come back, right?
She might come back.
That would be so great.
I think that would be good. If she came back and maybe Mark forgives her for being so, unaccepting.
And I don't think Amanda will ever forgive her. Because Amanda loves Mark and doesn't like anyone whoever's mean to him. Maybe she'll forgive her, if Mark does.
And I've seen lots of amazing shows. There's so many great shows. So,
have you seen In the Heights yet?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Go immediately.
Really good show.
Listeners, go immediately.
Yeah. It's a really good show.
I mean, you can't go wrong. Everything's good. Jersey Boys, love.
Oh, Jersey Boys. We took our families.
Yeah.
It was
Yeah. We had a little date with our moms and your dad.
It was so fun.
That was really fun.
Amazing show. Avenue Q. We saw that together.
Amazing. Yeah. We're both theater geeks.
Yeah.
Love theater, love musicals. I love everything. Mm-hmm. Everything in New York, especially with the singing and dancing.
Yeah.
Anyway,
that's a little bit about us.
Yeah, we're going to wrap this fascinating banter up.
What about you guys out there in the podcast world?
Tell us what you like.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Thanks.
But for now, this is Becky Newton.
And Michael Yuri.
Signing off.
ABC.com.
Official Ugly Betty podcast.
Watch us Thursday night. Blink, 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 blink.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thanks, Becky and Michael. Put on Granny Pants on Thursday, October 23rd at 8 p.m. on ABC. Check out the Ugly Betty Show page on abc.com to watch full episodes of the show, as well as Mode After Hours webisodes featuring more hijinks with Mark and Amanda. Remember, Thursdays on ABC are Ugly and Gray on Mars. Ugly Betty at 8, Grey's Anatomy at 9, and ABC's newest hit drama, Life on Mars, at 10 p.m. Thanks for listening.